I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Sri Lankans voted Thursday for a new president. Candidate contention is overlaid with the threat of slaughter by the Tamil Tigers. Glenn Penner, a voice of the Martyrs Canada, says of the two candidates, the incumbent prime minister causes them more concern.
He has made an alliance with the pro-Marxists and the monks of the National Heritage Party, and these folks are definitely campaigning to have the anti-conversion legislation go through. If Mr. Rajapakse becomes the president, things could become quite tense, I'm afraid.
Penner says there are concerns over the backlash on believers. Meanwhile, an insurrectionist strike was squashed this week in Chad. Tensions are high, but Africa Inland Mission's Peter McClure says the rebellion hasn't proven to be an obstacle.
We monitor the security situation carefully, and as right of now, it has not actually stopped our missionaries living where they stay. We're just more cautious in our travel. We have communication between us. There has been some security issues within the country, and we're just praying greatly that peace will remain.
If instability becomes cause for concern, McClure adds, the work will be continued by the indigenous team. And it's uncertain whether it's because of illiteracy or cultural conditioning, but two-thirds of the world's people prefer oral over written communication. Well, that's what Back to the Bible's reporting, at least. That means radio is the perfect way to convey the Bible's message to 4 billion people. That's why your support is needed for the more than 60 broadcasts they're producing in 23 languages spoken by over half of the world. Pray that many will catch the vision for this outreach and support it. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book For the Love of My Brothers by founder of Open Doors, Brother Andrew, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.